Welcome to the Let's Clear the Air Energy Podcast. Conversations focused on how some of the world's top energy leaders are innovating to deliver clean, affordable, and reliable energy for the future.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Let's Clear the Air Energy Podcast. My name is Adam Murray, co-host here, and we're going to kick off a brand new season. I guess this is our season three.
Yes.
We spent the last two seasons exploring power, possibilities of energy innovation, and I think we're just getting warmed up. We got a lot going on since we last got together. So this season, I think we're going to dive deep into what's kind of shaping the energy landscape. Certainly some regime changes there with our administration. Maybe dig into some new technologies and different stories about things that are going on. So whether you're an industry pro or just a curious listener, we look forward to getting season three going. You'll notice there's a couple other people on this time. And so I want to go around and introduce some of the folks that will be participating this season. So, Brian, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name is Brian Nix. I'm, a curious listener that is now going to be helping co-host here. I work for a midstream gas company called Targa Resources. So I'm an engineering manager for our major projects group. So we go build our gas plants out primarily in the Permian to facilitate that from our producers and then distribute it out and sell the products. So that's what I do. Been doing that for about 6 years now. Before that, I kind of worked at the refinery and for Valero down in Texas City. So that was kind of a little downstream, now into the midstream. So that's kind of my background, and I'm happy to be here and help co-host and work it out. So appreciate being here.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, for if you didn't mention it, Brian's going to be co-hosting, so you'll get to see our pretty faces on all these podcasts moving forward. Kevin, why don't you go up next?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Kevin Broome. I am Vice President of Marketing and Communications for GPA Midstream. And in that role, I am one of the leaders of the Let's Clear the Air campaign. And so I'm on as a pinch hit substitute, you know, fill in host. When one of these guys, Adam or Brian, can't make it, I'll be filling in, and I'll pop on every now and then maybe to, you know, talk about issues that I think are important or that really capture my interest. So I'm looking forward to, I think we got a great season ahead, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, diving into it.
You're not giving yourself enough credit. For everyone out there, Kevin does the producing of the episodes behind the scenes as well. So, or at least has in the past. And so we thank me for that. And then Stuart, last but not least.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Stuart Salters. I am the Vice President of Federal Affairs for GPA Midstream. So excited to be a part of this motley crew. Similar to Kevin, I'll be, if you're the pinch hitter, I guess I'll be coming out of the bullpen. So yeah, I'll be the bullpen reliever whenever Adam or Brian need me to fill in. But I know we've talked before this, and we have some exciting guests lined up. So I'll definitely be sure to, you know, be interested in a few of the guests that we have planned to come on, just because I know they're going to give some great information and give some good good facts to all you out there.
One thing you should mention is Stuart is, in addition to being a federal affairs guy and knowing advocacy and the ins and outs of governments, he's also an engineer, and he worked as an engineer in the oil and gas business for several years before you made the transition over to advocacy.
Yeah. Yeah. So better or worse, I was an engineer for Chevron. So Brian, I worked at a refinery, down in South Mississippi for a bit, and then did, production, was like a field engineer, facility engineer for Chevron in some of the production fields they had. So made a turn one way or the other into government affairs. Yeah. Yeah. Engineer different things these days.
And Stuart, you do a couple other podcasts as well. We always like to promote, you know, what our guests are doing. So if you are asked to be a guest, come feel free to come on and promote. But you do a couple other podcasts as well. Is that correct?
I do. Yeah, it's fun. I guess it's my side hustle. But but excited to, just like we're doing now, kind of restarting a season with a couple other guys. I know it's called Stew in the Gas Holes, so trying to be edgy, I guess, with our name. But again, we're just trying to educate folks out there. Feel like there isn't a lot of knowledge when it comes to what we do, whether it's, you know, midstream operations, production, downstream. But then also, like, I mean, I feel like, you know, you ask 90% of the people what happens when they plug their phone charger into the wall, like, where does that electricity come from? They probably can't tell you. And so, yeah, I feel like it's really important that we, you know, help folks understand kind of the ins and outs of our industry.
Love it. So for those who may or may not remember, we like to start off our shows with a little clearing of the air. And so I guess as we're now in the first week of March, to put a timestamp on it, you know, I'm obviously a college basketball fan. Let's go ahead and go out on a limb and see if we can pick who's going to win the March Madness this year. So, Brian, who's your team and who's your pick?
I don't know. I'm not a huge basketball fan. I graduated from Oklahoma State. So I don't even know if they're in the running, to be honestly. But yeah, if they were, that's who I would pick.
Love it.
Yeah.
They might make it. You guys got a good football team though, or at least a fun coach to watch. So
yeah, that's very entertaining. I think he still wears the visor. That's the thing I always like to watch when we'll watch Oklahoma State football. So
Kevin, how about you?
Yeah, I follow the NBA, not college basketball quite as much, but I think Duke is usually a safe bet at least make a deep run. So I'll go ahead and pick Duke.
All right, Stuart.
So I am an SEC guy, so I went to Mississippi State, and I would like to say that they'll make it. I think they'll make the tournament. I don't think they'll make a run, but my wife went to Auburn, and so I do think they'll make a run. So I got them winning it all.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. And I think I'll get disowned by a lot of my friends if I didn't pick Kansas, although we're having a down year this year. So if you can call a 20-win season a down year, we're having one. So Kay is my pick.
We're going to get ripped because nobody picked Houston, and I know that they're like one of the top-ranked teams.
So. They are. They're doing pretty good also. So we'll see. We'll know if we're proved right or wrong probably by second or third episode. So, all right. Well, with that, I mean, let's kind of dig in. We've had some conversation around, you know, where we want to kind of take the podcast, what we want to do. You know, does anyone want to kind of jump in and speak on some thoughts we have around guests, not necessarily naming any in particular, but just sort of items we want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I can jump in and just, you know, from where I sit in DC, there is a lot happening. And so when you think about, you know, tariffs or policy or, you know, executive orders, legislation, regulation, whatever you want to call it, I mean, there's just a ton going on. A lot of it is because, you know, this is President Trump's first 100 days, and that's when the president, a new president, really wants to make an impact, wants to kind of start creating his legacy or her legacy. And so I know we've got some folks queued up to talk about some of the policies that are coming out and how they could impact, you know, midstream operators. And so looking forward to having those guests really share some insights about what they're hearing and what, if they've done some data analysis, kind of what their data analysis is showing on, you know, impacts, both good and bad, to midstream operators.
Yeah. And to add on top of that, you know, I always like to get a state of the industry, or we've always kind of had someone on that would do like a forward looking projection, just to kind of see what's going on. And, certainly, oil prices have been pretty volatile over the last couple of weeks, and gas is hanging in there, but we'll see how that goes. And so might try and get some folks on from the state of the industry there. Similarly, I think they just signed a couple LNG permits, so I'm sure LNG will be a pretty big topic for midstream folks. Brian, what sort of ideas did you have going on in your mind?
Yeah, so I think something might be interesting to talk about would be kind of the environmental regulations that we're seeing and the change that those are that's happening just with agency changes and, you know, different prerogatives from federal government, and then just also how they differ from state to state. And I know my company primarily does work in Texas and New Mexico. They're very different on environmental regulations, and I know some states are very, very different. So just getting kind of a state of how those affect each other and what the federal level's doing and how that's changing with the EPA and what's going on there, I think would be very interesting to have somebody on and talk about those issues.
Perfect. Yeah, certainly something that hits home with everybody, whether they are a casual listener or in the industry. So, and then Kevin, any other thoughts that we're missing there?
Yeah, I don't know about missing. It's just, as I think about some of the topics that we could talk about, one of them is, so one of the findings that we have from Let's Clear the Air, from our research that we did as we, and continue to do as we founded and then developed this this campaign, is that there's not a lot of knowledge about how energy gets made. Stuart alluded to that earlier. How it gets from, you know, from how it gets produced from ground to coming out of your wall or going into your gas tank. And I think that's true across all forms of energy, not just oil and gas or even coal or, you know, solar, whatever it is. There's just not a lot of knowledge. And a lot of that makes sense. This is not to like criticize people, because I think for most people, their interaction with energy is they just need it to work. You know, you need your lights to stay on. You need your house to heat up or cool down, you know, depending on what's going on. You need your car to start and run, right? So you need the reliability. You need it to be affordable. And how it gets made is not necessarily, has not been too much of an issue for, I think, most people. It's becoming more of an issue because of the third part of that, which is the sustainability, the climate impacts, the environmental impacts, and how those affect, and then the government policy trying to push certain outcomes based on the goals of limiting emissions, that kind of thing. So sure. I think going back to the basics and looking at the various energy sources, each one has its strengths and weaknesses. And if we look at them within those three dimensions that I talked about, the reliability, affordability, sustainability, it's a good way to look at the energy, at our energy sources, and to think through how each of the types of energy that we have makes sense for different regions. You know, geothermal that we talked about in previous seasons is a great solution in certain areas. It's not as good in other areas. Hydro power is great in some areas. It's not so great if you're, say, in Nevada, right? So there's just a lot of different options that depend on what the resources are in the area, the ability to get those, you know, energy resources to those areas. And so those are, I think, all good things to talk about. There's also, to me, there's the environmental justice. There's also an energy justice component. There's 1 billion people in the world who don't have access to reliable electricity, don't have access to reliable energy. And that is 4 hours a day. It stays on for 4 hours a day. There's, you know, more than 1 billion people whose primary fuel for cooking food is dung, dried dung. And so these are issues that we, I think, are worth talking about and considering as we go through the season.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks to a greater, you know, issue is this, I think we deemed it energy expansion or the energy growth, right? Another topic I was going to bring up that I've kind of come across lately is all of these AI and data centers that are coming about. I mean, it's just become very prevalent, with this current administration announcing AI, you know, we're going to lead the world in AI, right? So something has to power those data centers. And so there's a bunch of people out there getting really creative. And so that's been unique and kind of fun to see from an interpersonal perspective. But I also think it's something we need to talk about, right? I live in Texas, and we obviously had a couple of years ago the grid go down for a majority of the state. And so how we can continue to grow our business profitably and keep the energy flowing. So without upsetting the apple cart with the consumer too much. So all good topics. I look forward to digging into those and giving everyone a preview of kind of what we want to talk about. So, one thing we always like to do is invite those that are listening If you think you got a cool technology, if you got a new product, a new solution, or are an expert in any of those topics, definitely reach out to anyone on this call. I think you can find us all on LinkedIn or via social media to reach out. So get in touch with us. We always welcome new guests and are happy to talk to those folks and go from there. Guys, what else do we need to discuss in our first little intro episode here?
I think the important thing is we got to discuss that Houston Oilers hat you've got. Yeah. What's the story there? Where did that come from?
You know, the Adams family in Houston owns the rights to this logo and color scheme. And for the longest time, they didn't release any of it after Tennessee or after the Oilers moved to Tennessee Titans, right? And two seasons ago, the Titans wore the throwback uniforms, and so these became available again. And I'm not necessarily a fan by any means, but I like to support our industry, and I literally get comments on this hat everywhere I go. It's without, you know, without exception, I get a comment on it every time I wear it, just like here. I just wear it to support the industry, and it seems to work. So,
yeah. Cool.
Next up is my Edmonton Oilers hat. We'll see how that goes across. Even though I'm an Avalanche fan.
All the teams named with oil and gas names.
Yeah, I mean, mining too, right? We got the Nuggets and the 49ers and a couple others, so it's pretty good. Well, I think we can kind of wrap it up, guys. We got our information across. We typically like to wrap up with a question to our guests, but again, I'll go around the horn here. At the end of the season, right? Usually it's 3 years from now, but at the end of the season, you're back. We're all back here together doing our wrap up video, and we're all happy. We're all in a good mood. What has happened over the course of the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months that has caused us all to be in good spirits? And I'll go the opposite way this time on my screen. Stuart, what do you got?
Oh, man. I got to go first, huh? So I've got 10,000 more LinkedIn followers. No. No, I mean, I definitely, like I said earlier, just in, you know, what I do for GPA, you know, what I try to do through podcasts and hopefully can be a part of with this is just help people understand our industry and what we do. I mean, I think one of the things that hopefully, I guess I didn't mention earlier, but some of the guests we want to have on are just people in the industry, just talking about what they do and just telling people, you know, what they do to provide energy for, like Kevin said, heat your home, cool your home, you know, cook your food. And so, yeah, I'll be excited at the end of this year, we were able to educate folks and teach people something about what we do.
Cool. Kevin?
Yeah, to echo what Stuart said, I mean, that would be the big thing is, for me, is that people have a bigger, greater understanding of what, where energy comes from, how it gets produced, and the role of midstream in, you know, processing and delivering it, taking that raw material that comes out of the ground and turning it into the valuable products. And not just energy products, but the thousands and thousands of everyday products that are derived from natural gas or the byproducts of natural gas processing or crude oil processing for that matter. So
Brian, you're going to be a busy guy.
I guess that there's a bigger understanding of it. So,
yeah. Well, not to just repeat what was said before, but I get asked questions all the time from my friends that, you know, fairly don't know anything about the industry. Right. But everybody's got a very strong opinion about it, which, you know, that happens, but I think, yeah, what would make me happy and bring joy is just to explain how diversified and how kind of amazing it is that our entire industry can function, each role, each company, each piece of the pie that make us, give us the energy that we have and we use. It's pretty amazing to me. And just all those pieces tying together, they're all cogs in a machine that, you know, no one really controls. It's just, it happens because it's a free market and how that works. So I think that's pretty cool. And just giving people insight on that and trying to open their eyes a little bit and understand that things can be complicated, you know, and it's pretty cool how it all works together.
Yeah. I mean, selfishly, I always like talking to our guests. I always learn something, and I hope everyone else does as well. You know, just to teach, whether it's about a new technology or whether it's about the system as a whole. I always think that's a good goal, just to continue learning your craft. I mean, I work in the business, but still learn something new every day, I hope. And then lastly, since we've talked about sports a little bit, I hope one of our picks ends up winning the tournament. I think that would be pretty cool, and could turn out all right. So, guys, thanks for joining. And Kevin, thanks for setting it up. We look forward to having a good season three. And everyone join us on our next Let's Clear the Air Energy podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Let's Clear the Air Energy podcast. If you like what you have heard, subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcast app. You can email us with questions or comments to Let's Clear the Air Energy podcast at gmail.com.